Okay, we're back in open session?
Not yet, we are.
Nope. No, we need a motion.
I'll make the motion that we go into open session from closed.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. We go out of closed into open. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're back in open session. Is there anything that anybody wants to bring forward in going forward in open that we might have missed or need to update or anything?
I did fail to, I double booked this afternoon. I'm doing an interview for the mosquito board right at the same time that wildfire CWPP is going on. So I'd ask to be excused at least from a portion of that.
That's unacceptable.
I know.
That's months.
That was an oversight on my part. I apologize.
Okay.
You know, accidentally on purpose doesn't count.
I'll put it this way. It was not conscious.
Yeah, I just found out I could mute Kim.
That was rude, Jack.
Way to go, Jack.
Teach me how to do that so I can hear it back to you.
Are you talking to me, Matt?
No, to Jack.
Oh.
I might want to use it on you from time to time, too. But.
Well, Shiloh, give me the board. I'm going to exterminate both of them.
I think Matt may have noticed that I just muted him.
You're having too much fun, Jack.
You knock it off.
Okay.
Hey, one more thing, Randy, that might be pertinent to this group. Shiloh's still there?
Yes, she's here.
Shiloh, did you have any questions that the commission needed to consider about the grants for local businesses through the Bear Grant?
I'm trying to fill the last three slots. Mark forwarded information to three more businesses. I've been surprised that we haven't had a little bit more of an enthusiastic response about it, but I'd like to get those three filled this week. Carrie said I need to get her information to get it ready to write checks, and that it would have to be approved next week in commission meeting before we can write checks for that.
So will it need to be an agenda item, or is it just going to be part of the other thing?
I think it'll be part of the open invoice.
Register. Okay.
Yeah. And then from there we can write checks. I talked with Matt. I wasn't sure if you guys would prefer to deliver these grants in person or mail them. We wondered if it would be a good way to reach out to these businesses if they were delivered in person, but it's up to you guys.
Are we gonna do it as mass men, or are we gonna do
it? Of course.
I guess Jack can do it like that. That'd be appropriate. Okay, that's a good thought.
That was a unique thing that Uinta County did with going to their restaurants and putting on their meetings with the elected officials. I wonder if we could do something along those lines, even if it's like going and sitting at different places in the county for a part of the meeting, whether we go with the businesses, or even going out and sitting at the ramp, or places that have signal. But well, I'm just thinking out loud. If we want to do something unique,
we could.
Maybe unique would be actually having our meeting in the chambers.
Well, you shot that down last week. You still wanted to carry it on vicarious. You didn't want to do it. You didn't want to come back in the chambers,
that
Jack.
That was part of our COVID-19 conversation that we were going to have today.
Oh.
Are we going to be back in next? What are we doing with the office?
I just,
And the stuff that Carrie sent out, we've got susceptible or whatever the right word is. We've got folks that fit in that vulnerable group.
High risk, you mean?
In the office. Do we need to be more careful or not? What's your thoughts?
Well, I put it out for everybody to respond, and nobody responded, so I just shut down.
But I think, see the email, I guess.
No, we talked about it. I called for.
I would probably propose at this point, looking at maybe potentially opening back up on the 15th in about a week and a half, and give us a little time to do some research and see how things progress. But
the 15th on a Thursday.
Friday.
15th on a Friday. Do you want to wait till the Monday, or do you want to do it on Friday?
Yeah, it would probably be make sense to wait till the Monday after that.
Okay. Well, I think that's something we
from
can.
From my perspective,
we can move forward with, and Shadow can put it out there. How about for you, Jack? Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I like the way Matt put it. It'll give us some time to query the folks that work in the office, as well as see what help. We ought to have some testing back from this week.
Yep.
To see if we're still on a zero or more on a zero, statistically speaking.
Yep.
In terms of cases, and the other half of that is we've got a lot of people starting to want to be in our county based on the lake and the river, and as the mountain starts to open up, we'll have more there that will interact in some form or another with our businesses. And just so that we're not necessarily being gun shy, but being responsible with how we open ourselves.
Good.
Okay, so do you want me to continue to ask people here in the courthouse how they feel? Okay.
Yeah.
And then back to the grant delivery. If you chose to deliver those in person, you wouldn't necessarily need all three of you to each place. Maybe split up and take pictures of the business owners as we deliver. That could be a part of the newsletter possibly next week, just as a
that would be a good idea.
And encourage people to remember the businesses, I guess, and just a thought.
While still being
I think
safe.
The newsletter at a minimum. Facebook, website, whatever we can do. Chamber.
The newsletter is going to go out tomorrow for this month.
I mean for next month. We wouldn't have them delivered in time for this month's newsletter.
Yeah, it's not. They're not even awarded yet, so it would be for next month. For next month's newsletter.
And I think we could do it even pre-newsletter with Facebook and website, mm-hmm. and the Chamber's website, and then follow up with the newsletter.
Great. Well, if there's nothing else.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. We don't have to have any discussion, and I'll take it as a motion and a second. We're adjourned.